Good evening. My name is Leland Von Sering, and I'll be your host this evening. Tonight, our presentation is on lawsuit funding, and our special guest this evening is Don Lane. Don's been working his cash flow business for almost 20 years now, and he focuses exclusively on lawsuit funding. He's widely known as the number one expert on lawsuit funding in the country today. He regularly writes for the Cash Flow Exclusive magazine. He conducts live training seminars around the country, and he is the author of Legal Funding Today. It's the only training manual on the subject in the country. We're very fortunate to have him with us tonight, so let's welcome in Don. Don, how are you doing this evening?
Good, Leland. Thank you for the kind introduction, and good evening, everyone. I just wanted to start out by saying that to be a broker or somebody who is involved in lawsuit funding, you do not need paralegal training. You don't need legal training. Everything that you need is in the book and is available through me in our classes, which are free. I want to start out by talking about really what is lawsuit funding, because there's a lot of ideas out there that just aren't quite correct. So I'm going to give you an example of what it is. Let's say you're driving to work one day and you're hit head on by a commercial truck. You're a good citizen, so you have 6 months worth of salary in the bank, but now it's the seventh month and you still can't work. You need money to pay your mortgage, your car payment, your kids' school, and so on. And the case isn't going to settle for at least six more months. So what do you do? Well, you contact a lawsuit funding broker. That would be you if you want to get into this business. You work with a master broker like myself. You take the information, give it to me. I get the docs from the attorney, and I get the case funded as an advance for this client. So a good definition of lawsuit funding is getting money for a client before their case settles. So it's important, it's before their case settles. How does this work? Well, the client, who's the one that's getting the advance, makes no monthly payments. Everything is paid back when the case settles. So the attorney gets the settlement, pays himself, pays the funder, and all the rest of the money goes to the client that you've helped. If the client loses the case, they don't have to pay back the advance or any fees. And you, as a broker, you keep your commission because you get that commission up front when the case gets an advance, and you don't have to pay it back if the case is lost. So what you see is the funder assumes all of the risk. Broker assumes no risk in this case. So how do you find new clients? And by the way, there are hundreds of thousands of clients out there. Many of them don't even know they can do this, and they need to be educated. But there's hundreds of thousands out there that need funding, and they have a case. Well, you can find some of these, and here's a few of the ways. The book has many, many ways, but here's a few of them. Lawyers.com is a great website on the Internet. You can look up any attorney in any city, any state, or you can look up all attorneys in Seattle, for instance, all of them that do PI work, personal injury work, medical malpractice, auto collisions, you name it. It's there on that website. And you can call the attorneys because you're going to have their website that you get off of this particular one. And in their website is their email, phone numbers, and so on. So then you can email the attorney or call them. but you're going to make sure that they know you can help their cash-strapped clients. Remember, you're looking for the client who really needs money. Another way to get clients is through supermarket tabloids. You've all seen the Thrifty Nickel, the Dandy Dime. Those are tabloids that you can advertise in. They're not very expensive. You can pick the zip codes that you want to advertise in, ones that would be helpful to you. And you can do it for as long as you want. You can do it for a week, a month, a year. But that's really a good way to go. Leads groups, like the Chamber of Commerce, is a third way. I can tell you the Chamber of Commerce is a great way to meet people in other businesses, because you're not going to find very many that do this kind of a business. But you're going to find a lot of attorneys in the Chamber of Commerce, or you'll find their lead paralegals. And the reason those are important is you get to meet them, talk to them, tell them what you do, and hopefully they'll use you in the future. One thing you'll soon find out when you work with a chamber is you help somebody in the chamber and they help you. That is what they're trained to do. And I'll give you a good for instance. The first time I was able to do this, I knew somebody who had a temporary personnel agency, and they were having a horrible time with their phone system. It was 20 years old, wasn't working properly. I happen to know somebody that sold phone systems. I got those two people together. She bought a phone system, which worked great for them, and she helped me out for years getting referrals because I helped her. So what do you do when you find a new client? You got all these different ways that you're getting clients. If you got a website, you're just going to get them automatically. But what do? Well, the first thing you do is listen and see what they really need as far as an advance. Remember, they're going to get confused, an advance versus a settlement. Their attorneys told them they're going to get a $100,000 settlement. Now, they need to figure out how much do they really need as an advance to get by for the next period of time that the attorney tells them their case is going to be outstanding. So if there's a $100,000 advance, they may need $10,000, or they may need $5,000 just to pay mortgage, car payment, and get food on the table. So after you've listened to them and you figured out what they need, then you fill out our little one-page form that has contact information and information on the case. And you do that over the phone. And the reason you do that over the phone, as I tell you in my book, 50% of the people that you send a form to fill out will never send it back. For some reason, they see it as too complex, or they don't want to do it, whatever it is. That's why it's best to do it over the phone. You get the information. You get the contact information. And then you send that one-page form to me, the master broker, and I take care of it together with you and the funder, and we get your client funded. What do you do when you have a client that has an issue? Well, you know what? It's very simple. Like Leland said, I've been doing this business for about 20 years, so I've seen everything, done everything in lawsuit funding. So when somebody has a problem, I can definitely help them with you work it out. And if they haven't been funded yet, get them funded. A good example of a problem is somebody who can't figure out how much money they need. Well, I can talk to them for a few minutes and I'll be able to figure it out with them. Or they don't know how to talk to their attorney. Again, I can help them figure that out too. It's very, very simple. Okay, let's get down to the bottom line. And what kind of commission rates can you expect in this business? Commission rates vary from 15 to 25% of the amount funded. Not the settlement amount, but the amount that the individual is looking for to get funded. As an example, if they're going to get funded $20,000, and that's what you and the client figure out they need for the next 6 months, is $20,000, and it's going to a funder that pays 20% for advances, then it's $4,000. $20,000 times 20%. If it's a $15,000 advance for that particular client, and it's a 15% advance, then it's $2,250. So you can see these add up pretty quickly. And yes, it's a numbers game. The more clients you have, the more they get funded. And the more clients you have, then you're going to get some ones that have bigger advances and need bigger advances. Keep also in mind that if a client gets funded, they can get funded a second and a third and a fourth time if things change in their case. I had one client that was funded six times because new information kept becoming available, and the funder felt there was enough information to give her another advance. So you can get multiple fundings from one client. Okay, that's a pretty good rounded view of the highlights of lawsuit funding. Obviously, there's a lot more involved, and you'll get that information if you're interested in doing lawsuit funding. You can work directly with me, and again, that's free, and I can help you get clients funded. I can help you find clients. But that's basically an overview, Leland.
All right. That's a good overview. You and I were talking earlier today about how good business is going. Like I know with real estate notes, I haven't seen it this good since I've been in the business almost 20 years like you have as well. Is that the same thing you're seeing with lawsuit funding?
Absolutely. I mean, it's like I pick up the phone and get information from a client, and then it rings again for another client, and I've got some help because I can't do it all by myself. And it's nice to be busy like that. And lawsuit funding is becoming more and more important. More and more people are understanding that if they have a lawsuit, they can get an advance on their settlement. And that's probably the most important part. And that was something that it took us several years to get people educated that was available. But, yes, I'm happy that things are really busy right now.
Right. And I know it's a great add-on to what our agents are doing right now, because some of the methods you mentioned as far as advertising and so forth is just something they can add into their existing ads and just include, like, lawsuit funding. Or they can do a separate ad by itself, or they can do a real estate notes, lawsuit funding, put them all together. It's just an easy add-on from what I see.
I've seen it both ways, and I know it's been successful both ways. But what it does, it gives you another niche that when things slow down in one niche, then you've got another niche to go to. And if lawsuit funding is one of your niches, you're going to run into many different ways to get clients. And yes, every once in a while it slows down. I can tell you that the month of December is a slow month. By the time they get their money, they're going to go out and spend it, for presents and everything else. So December is a slow month for lawsuit funding. After Christmas and before tax time, it speeds up again. So doing lawsuit funding in a website or advertising, doing it together with mortgage notes seems to work. You just tell people you do both. I know some people have gotten an extra website just for lawsuit funding, because they want to keep it, clear and clean, and that obviously works also. Websites are very inexpensive these days, and it's nice to have one just for loss of funding.
Yeah, I think these days you have to have a website if you're serious about doing your note business. It's just something you have to do.
One of the first questions that they ask you is, can I see your website?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and if you don't have one, you're at an instant competitive disadvantage.
Right.
Okay, well, here in a second we can open up for maybe a few questions. You got time for that, Don?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, well, first let me tell everybody about a special offer that we worked up with Don for his manual. We have it available now for $89. It's an online ebook. It's instantly downloadable. It's 134 pages. It's excellent. It has everything in it that you could imagine. It's just perfect. And then you can work with Don as well. And we also now, through the Cash Flow Institute, have certification available in the area of lawsuit funding. And so we do have an offer, an all-inclusive thing for everyone, which includes the manual, certification, and a website, all for $129. So this might be something everybody would like to consider as well. All right? And we'll have that on our website, and we'll send out some emails about that. Okay, let me unmute everyone. Before we start, let me just say, if you don't have any questions, it'd be nice if you could just mute your own line, star 6. And if you press star 6 if you don't have any questions, because sometimes we get a little background noise. So let's give it a try. All right. Does anybody have any questions for Don?
Yes, Don. It's Marlon, San Diego. I do have a question.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Don, do you find that clients are a bit skeptical as it pertains to when you fill out the form over the phone? Is that something that you see with clients? Are they a bit skeptical in doing that or not necessarily?
Well, you find every different type of person when you talk to them on the phone. But if they've called you or answered one of your ads, then they're interested. And it's up to you to explain to them how it works and that they have no risk. The risk is all taken by the funder. And it's very simple for them because you're going to take their information over the phone, put it on the one-page form, and you and I together will get the documentation they need. And, basically all they have to do is wait for the check to come in the mail and there's really nothing to be skeptical about that.
Right, okay.
So, yes, they could be at the beginning because they don't understand how it works. But like I explained it to you, you can see it's very simple. And once they understand that and hear that, if anybody is skeptical, it'll go away.
Understood. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. By the way, I used to live in Los Angeles and spent a lot of time in San Diego. It's beautiful down there.
Yes. Yeah, they're going to spread my ashes here someday. I'm never leaving. Awesome. I appreciate that.
Any other questions?
Don, I have a question. My name is Nina out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. I just wanted to know what kind of time frame it is. Once you uncover, complete the fact finder, provide you the information, what kind of time frame are we talking as far as distributing a check to them?
You know, that's a great question. And I'm going to start out with an answer that I've gotten cases funded in 2 days, and I've gotten cases funded in 2 months. And there's a lot of different reasons why it would string out. But if everything happens like it should, we request documents from the attorney, and most attorneys are very good about getting their documents back to us, and they'll get it back to us usually the next day. So that's day two. It takes the underwriter a day or two to go through that information, review it, and decide what they want to do with the case. So it's day three and four. We can normally get a check to the individual that you're helping by the fifth day if everything works out. Now, if the attorney takes an extra week, that's a week that gets thrown into the mix. If the attorney's office is waiting for some of the documents, like the police report or something like that, then that is another few days too. But normal circumstances are 5 days.
Okay, thank you.
Huh? Any other questions?
Yes, this is Bill in Kansas City.
Hi, Dale.
Yeah, I was. You said that that us as the broker would make between 15% and 20% of the amount funded.
Correct.
How much more is that on top of that? You know, cost the person who is getting their money, you know, above our fee.
That's a really good question, and the answer is, first of all, it is more expensive than if they use their credit cards or if they got a home equity loan. But normally, when they come to you, they've already gone through their credit cards, they've gone through their home equity loan, and they just plain need money. And the answer is, and the industry-wide number is 2 to 4% on a monthly basis. In other words, if they need $10,000, then, and it goes for 6 months, then they'll be charged 2 to 4% per month for that $10,000 for the next 6 months. And the risk factor is usually the underwriter reviewing the case and knowing whether it's risky or not. I'll give you a good example. A riskier case is a medical malpractice case, because most of those, the doctor usually wins because the juries just don't understand, you know, how deep the medical terminology goes. So they usually, it's usually a risky case for any underwriter.
So it would
be
approximately. Yeah, so it'd be between 15% and 20% of the amount funded to me, and then it would be, you're saying, 2 to 4% monthly on that amount on top of that.
Some funders charge the amount they pay the broker. They charge it to the client. Some don't.
Right.
So the client may wind up just paying the 2 to 4% per month. If the client has to pay the broker fee also, that just goes on top of what they are being funded. So if they're being funded $10,000 and there's a $2,000 broker fee, then what they start out at, their base would be $12,000. They don't have to pay anything up front.
Right. So
they don't make any monthly payments.
Right. But in some cases where that is like that, they may be paying up to 25% altogether.
That's possible, yeah, for the 6 months,
okay.
Sure.
Right. Or 25 to 30.
If you think about it, though, if they really need the money and they're going to lose their house and lose their car, but they're going to get a $100,000 settlement, you know, paying $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 is worth it to keep your house and keep your car and, you know, keep your child in school.
Right. By getting it now, and then later on, they may not be able to get these things done. You're right.
Exactly. I can tell you that I have a whole file folder full of thank you notes from people, you know, who got these fundings and have saved their house and their car and whatever. And I told Leland a long time ago, I'm going to write a book someday with these thank you notes. I think it would be kind of fun. But you'll get the same thing if you decide to become a lawsuit funding broker. You'll get thank you notes from people because you really, you know, got them out of a real bind.
And, Don, this is Nina again in Minneapolis. I just had two things to share.
Sure.
One, I did do a Craigslist ad. on the lawsuit funding and did get a call from someone who is going through a work comp case, which I understood I couldn't do under the Leland Group. So,
you know what, there is a few, I have a few funders in a few states that will do workers' comp now.
Okay, okay.
So,
and this was a few months ago, but thank you. I'll keep that in my back pocket then.
Okay, in the future, call me.
Absolutely, will do. Two things, you know, one, he was attracted to the ad because I had a local number, but two, he was kind of at odds with his attorney. His attorney didn't want him to get funding or an advance, what would it be, an advancement.
An advance?
Strongly, yes. So he was kind of on the fence about it as well. So how do we work with, how can we help kind of dispel,
you know,
the attorneys?
That's a good question, and yes, the answer is there are a few attorneys out there that don't want to do this. And they don't want to do it for a number of reasons. Number one is they think it takes too much time out of their office. Well, to be honest with you, when you talk to paralegals and you'll become friends with them, they'll tell you it only takes 10 minutes to get the documents out to the broker, because most law offices today scan all the documents. So
sure,
whatever document you need, it's easy to get out. But there's a few attorneys that think that if the client gets money as an advance, then that gives the underwriter the incentive to come and talk to the attorney about the case and try to give him advice on the case. And that would never happen. An underwriter would never give an attorney advice on a case.
Okay.
And there's a third thing that the attorneys, which I explain to them all the time, is they think that, okay, it's too expensive. Well, guess what? It is expensive, but if the person's going to lose their house and their car and a few other things, but they can get an advance and still get money when it's all over, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not
yep.
help them?
Exactly.
So that's what we normally talk to the attorney about. And
okay.
most of them see the light and decide to help the client.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Any other questions?
One more quick question, Don.
Sure.
I may have missed it. What percentage was it again that the client would be charged for that overall, say, if they were to get an advance for, say, $20,000? What percentage would they pay back on that again?
They would pay 2% to 4% per month.
Per month, okay.
For the $20,000.
Okay.
And the higher percentage is if it's a riskier case.
Okay.
Are you going to find some that are a little bit higher? Well, you know what? There's about 30 funders out there. So, yes, there's some that are a little bit higher than that, but they're not ones that I normally use.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Don, I guess we'll wrap it
yes.
up. And I'll just, if it's okay, we can give out your email address and people can email you if they have any questions.
Absolutely.
It's don@condorfunding.com. don@condorfunding.com. Email us at support@charternotes.com if you have any questions about anything to do with the note business. But just once again to remind you, if you're interested in Don's program, we have it available now on our member sites. Just log in and you can get it there. And once again, there is an option for certification and a website and the program. And the neat thing about certification is it gives you a leg up over the competition. With all other things being equal, the person with certification certainly stands out. And you can put our certification logo on your website and on your business cards and letterhead and everywhere else. So that's always a good option. All right, Don, well, I guess that wraps it up. I want to thank you for joining us and all the great information you provided. It's been a
Leland, thank you for inviting me, and I was happy to share the information with your group. Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll keep in touch. And thank everybody
thank
for
you.
Joining in. Have a
right,
thank
you. Good night.
Okay, good night.
The moderator.